Thank you for listening to the broadcast of the Zion Hill Church family. To hear this sermon in its entirety or hear other sermons, visit our online sanctuary at zionhill.com. That's zionhill.com, where faith finds its home and every soul is welcomed with open arms. Under the leadership of Pastor Joshua Joydera on the Hill in Pineville, Louisiana. If you're ever in the area, come and see what's going on at Zion Hill Church family.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Lord, this is Pastor Lawrence Casper Staten, and I welcome you to the broadcast of that noisy church on the air again, better known as the Exodus Healing and Deliverance Temple. We thank God for you and you, wherever you are today, listening to the sound of my voice, we praise God for you. You're in touch with a church that believes you can get what you need from the Lord without any tricks and without any gimmicks. All you have to do is have faith in God. If you can produce the faith, my friends, God can. And God will produce the miracle. If you're sick and suffering today, I want to ask you, why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? I'm going to be praying the prayer of faith for you later on in the broadcast. And God's going to give you a miracle today. According to your faith, so it be unto you. All you got to do is just believe God. That's all it takes, is belief in God. And you can get what you want from the Lord this day. Oh, yes. We invite you to come and be with us in services. We're holding services every Sunday at 12 o'clock noon. Our location is 2012 Fulton Street. That's between Howard and Saratoga Avenues in Brooklyn, New York. Looking forward to seeing you come and be in one of our services where the power of God is moving and where people are being blessed beyond measure. All right. Today, the broadcast is a little bit different. I'm going to take you into our Women's Day service that we had. We had a time during the Women's Day. Woo! The Lord came in and blessed us real good. Plus, we had a dynamic speaker all the way from Mount Vernon, New York, our very own evangelist, Cynthia Miller Howard. She came and spoke a fresh word from the Lord for us. I'm going to share that with you on today. And I'm going to poke the mic into the service and let you hear some of it. And then I'm going to come back and pray for you. In Jesus' name, let's go to church.
We're going to go into 1 Samuel today. And the first verse, I'm going to pray, Lord Jesus, in our holy name. Yes, God, Lord. We thank you for this day. God, we thank you for this opportunity, God.
You,
and
Jesus.
Even as the word go forth today, God, we ask that that will bless the word, God. Bless your people in the name of Jesus, we pray. In Jesus' name,
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, 1 Samuel, first verse. The first chapter and the first verse.
Amen.
I'm sorry. First chapter and the first verse.
Praise God.
Now there was a certain man of Ramathan Sophon of Mount Ephron, and his name was Echani, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zoph, and Ephratite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other was Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto the Lord of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of the Lord, were here. And when the time was that Echani offered, he gave Peninnah his wife and to all their sons and her daughters portions.
Yeah.
But unto Hannah, he gave a worthy portion for love, for he loved Hannah. But the Lord had shut up her womb, and her adversary also provoked her sore to make her fret, because the Lord had shut up her womb. And as he did, so year by year, when he went up to the house of the Lord, so she provoked her. Therefore, she wept and did not eat. Then said Echani, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weepest thou, and why eatest thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I better to thee than 10 sons? And we'll stop right there. So we see here that Hannah, her womb was shut up from the Lord. Now, she wasn't barren. It didn't say she was barren. And there come a time in our lives that things seem like it's just shut up.
All right now.
That we can't get what we want, or there's things we desire to have, and there's nowhere in sight. We see it, but it seems like we're just not getting it. There's times we want a job. The job is there, but it seems like the job is not coming to us. We want it so bad, but yet and still, it's not there. There's times that you want something from God, and as you pray and you ask God to give you something, it seems like it's not there.
My God.
And that's the way Hannah felt, because Hannah, she couldn't have a child. And she was really sad. And when they went up to the city, Elkanah asked her, why are you weeping? Why? He said, don't I give you more than I do the 10 sons? So they let you know, I don't know about the girls, but at least Peninnah had at least 10 of the sons,
okay.
10 sons. And here she want what Peninnah has. And we have to be so careful of wanting something somebody else has.
Yes.
But God was so good to her. You know, there's times that you have to begin to pray and ask God, Lord, what should I do? A lot of time we look at other people. You know, this time people are jealous of you, and you don't even know why they're jealous of you. You feel like, I don't even have nothing. Why are they jealous of me?
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't take much for anything, you know, for people to feel about you.
Yeah.
So here, Peninnah, she began to wear on her, you know, going around like, okay, I have children. You don't have any. You have anybody been like that?
Yeah.
I have this, but you don't have it. I got a nice house. I got a car. I got whatever, but you don't have it. And people begin to throw off on you, you know, trying to show you. And this is what Peninnah was doing to Hannah, letting her know, I got the children. You don't have it. But it says that her womb was shut up. It didn't say that she couldn't have any children. And sometimes our situation is just for a season.
Yeah.
It's just only for a season. It's not forever. It's just for a season. And so when somebody's poking at you and you know, you don't know, do I have a granddaughter right now? She was saying that she felt so bad because she's getting bullied at school. And you know, and when you get bullied sometimes, they're pulling your esteem down lower. And so here this woman here can't have any children, and she always wanted. And just imagine you going up to the, they went up to the city to feast every year they go, and here Peninnah coming with her kids following behind her.
Yeah.
And here Hannah's sitting there with nobody, but she desires to have a child. So as the story go, it come a time that, you know, sometimes the tables begin to twist around. Sometimes they begin to twist. Be careful who you point your finger at.
You better say
Be
that.
Careful who you talk about. Mm-hmm. Be careful how you talk about anyone, because these come back to you. These right here, yeah. These three come right back to you. Amen. So she kept on teasing her, you know, every year. Can you imagine every year, I'm coming with, I have a child. You still don't have none. Mm-hmm. But God began to bless that woman's womb.
Oh, yeah.
He began to bless her womb. And you know, in pregnancy, we have what we call three trimesters. Mm-hmm. Three trimesters. You got one, the first trimester, when the baby, they call it a fetus at the time. Mm-hmm. And when the fetus is in the womb, connecting itself, that's when, you know, the navel, everything begin to happen. And then when you get to the second trimester, the eyes and whatever start dealing, beginning to be a baby. Mm-hmm. And when you get to your third trimester, it's another thing. You know, then sometimes you feel tired, you feel weary, you're walking, you can't walk. No matter which way you lay, you can't lie down and rest. But I'm just going to tell you what happened to Hannah. The tables begin to twist. One year, I could see them going to the city. And Penina coming with her children. Oh, walking with her children. But she don't know the seed had already been planted into Hannah. Mm-hmm. And that seed that was in Hannah, it doesn't show up right away, because when you're in your first trimester, you don't really show.
Yeah.
You know, nobody even know unless you tell them that you're pregnant, you know.
Yeah.
So as they went that year, I can see Hannah now, the seed was in the inside, but she began to pray. She was praying to God. We have to be consistent in what we want from God. We have to be consistent. You have to keep on asking God. Keep on praying. You know, I hear a lot of people say, you don't have to ask God a million times. He already told you. You know, he already going to work it out. I understand that. But then sometimes we feel like he's just not there, you know, right away. You know how Sarah was when she didn't think she can have a baby?
Uh-huh.
And they felt that they can help God out, and they felt to do it their own kind of way. So that's almost like this situation, but it's not quite this situation, because the way it happened, Hannah began to pray more.
Yes.
And that's what we have to do. And when that seed came in her, okay, we went up to the city, go up once a year. Now just imagine, she going, but the seed is in there. She's pregnant, but Penina don't know anything about it.
Yeah.
Then after a while, when the next semester came, the third trimester, she began to get a little bump there.
Uh-huh.
And you know, there's times you get a little bump there and you begin to show a little bit. And even as you go in this life journey and you desire something from the Lord, you know what? Just keep praying, because when the seed is on the inside, it's the roots that I'm concerned about.
Uh-huh.
Because once the root is in there and the root spreads out, and that's when God begins to deal with us, because as you, he said, you got to be rooted and grounded in Jesus. And that's why a lot of times you have to be planted where God puts us. Sometimes we want to go over here, we want to go over there, we want to do all kinds of things. Somebody pulling you here, pulling you there. But learn to just be rooted and grounded where God put you.
Uh-huh.
Begin to be planted and rooted in him.
Yes.
And as you do, the seed begins to come up.
Yes.
But when you put a seed in the ground, the roots come first, then the product comes up.
Yes.
If it's a flower, it's a flower. You know, and that's why I always say, why do some Christians feel that they should have a blessing from the Lord when they, you know, putting out bad seeds?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't put out gossip seeds and expect God to bless you.
That's right.
Amen. You know, you have to have the right kind of seed on the inside for God to bless us. So if an orange tree is being a seed for orange, you don't expect no apples out of there,
come
do you?
Now.
What you want to come up? What's supposed to come up?
Orange.
Oranges. And when there's an apple tree, you expect the apple to come up, right? That's what it's supposed to be. So God is just so good. So anyway, by the time she got to her third trimester,
mm-hmm.
now Penina see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, she come up, she's this way, excuse me, and the next minute she come out like this.
Uh-huh.
And she's walking around and she's praising God. But after she had her baby, did you ever notice that you didn't hear about Penina anymore?
Uh-huh.
She kind of went off the scene.
Yeah.
So it's the same way when God begins to bless us, those people that's criticizing or whatever they do, they begin to get off the scene. They begin to get away. But God had blessed her. And you know what? She turned around and gave it back to God. Her child back to God.
Yes, she did.
She gave it back. But a lot of times we ask God for something and we don't even give it back to him. We don't even give it. And he gave it to us. Don't you know we're living on borrowed time?
All right, now.
We're living on borrowed time. We don't know. We could be here 1 second and the next second we don't know what may happen. But God is a good God.
Yes.
I heard this sister, she was testifying what God has done for her. God is good. When she tells that, that lets you know whatever you're going through, that God can bring you through also.
Yes. Yes.
He can bring you through. You may not going through what she's going through, but yet and still God can
bring you through.
He will bring you through also.
Yes.
This sister here, she didn't feel well.
Mm-hmm.
But the prayers of the righteous avail as much.
Yes.
And she had a beautiful testimony.
Yes, she did.
God is good. So Penina kind of went off the scene, but Hannah, this is what I love about it.
Uh-huh.
Hannah prayed to God, and God blessed her.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it didn't happen the first year, the second year, because this woman here, Penina, now has so many children.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, I guess it's over 10, but it was like 10 sons. But she had all these children, so that shows you it may not happen the first year. It may not even happen 10
Come
years
on
later.
Now.
But when God shows up, he shows up.
Come on,
he
man.
Shows up with a blessing.
Yes.
I don't care what anybody say. He shows up with a blessing.
Yes.
So you got to keep on praying and asking God, Lord, keep me. And God, whatever you give me, let me do what I'm supposed to do with it. When God blesses you with a car, it's not your car.
Uh-huh.
You should be able to bless somebody
That's
else.
Right.
You need a ride home. Yes, I'll give you a ride home.
Uh-huh.
Sometimes they're talking about, well, she lived too far, but God blessed you with a car.
Yes. Yes.
You know, we have to learn to share.
Hallelujah.
Share whatever God has given us.
Yes,
but you know what, God, I said, Lord, I just thank you because sometimes we could be so selfish in ways
mm-hmm.
that we shouldn't be. Shouldn't be selfish. You know, if we could just give, you know, the way we want.
Yes.
Because if I want something, I should want you to have it.
That's right.
If we brothers and sisters, we should want each one to have. You know, you're not trying to push this one down or push that one down. You want to keep on going, but you got to keep travailing.
Yes.
And Hannah kept on travailing here.
Mm-hmm.
And then here, what I like when it says, when he Elkanah asked her, you know, ask her, why did she weep? Why weepeth, this is in the 8th verse.
Uh-huh.
Hannah, why weepeth thou? And why eateth thou not? And why is thy heart grieved? Am I not better to you than 10 sons? Because he gave to her, because he loved her. He really loved her. And sometimes we'll cry and we'll mope over something because somebody else got it.
Yeah,
or somebody else is doing something. And we want to do it so bad. That's why if you see somebody that's over the church, you know, say for instance, this sister here was, you know, she was conducting a service. Don't be jealous of her.
That's right.
It may not even be your turn. And not even if it's your turn. Sometimes people want something that they can't even do.
All right.
Yeah.
They can't even do. They'll envy you for something that you're doing, but you put them up, they can't do it.
They
used to always say, who should be the lead in the choir? It's the one that can sing.
Amen.
It's the one that can sing, but we won't look at it that way. We just want them down, and then when they put you there, you can't even do nothing.
Can't do nothing. Hallelujah.
You know, it makes a big difference. So we have to learn to just share with one another and help this sister, help her gift.
That's
you know,
right.
Help her with her gift.
Amen.
You know, because maybe your gift is to sweep the floor.
Hallelujah.
Everybody's not a preacher.
That's right.
Everybody can't sing. Everybody's not going to be a preacher.
Amen.
Your gift is to do something else.
Amen.
So embrace somebody else when they doing whatever. And when you sweeping the floor, just begin to sing some hymns.
Yes.
God will bless you with that. It's about your integrity.
Yes.
Not about what somebody see you do. It's what do you do when nobody's looking. When nobody's looking. Oh, pastor here now, and I'm a really, you know, whatever.
Yes.
But when the pastor's not here, how do you conduct?
All right,
how do you go on?
Amen.
How do you do it then?
Yes.
When pastor's not here, is that the day to say, oh, let me go to another church?
Ah.
No, we got to sit together and enjoy one another. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is good. But then we look, we say, God, I want to do what I can do.
Yes.
Did you hear that? I want to do what I can do. Not what you can do and you can do, but what I can do. Because God blesses us for what we do.
Yes.
And when you begin to do what God tells you to do, he begins to increase. He begins to increase.
Oh, yes.
You know, if someone, like sometimes your children may ask you for something, and you say, go sit down. Go sit down. Mm-hmm. And they're going to keep coming back. Mommy, I want something to drink. Mm-hmm. And you say, go sit down. But the child keep on, and then you turn back, okay, and you just go get him something, give him something to drink.
Yeah.
But you have to keep on, you know, travailing and travailing and travailing. It may not be what you think, but God is an on-time God.
Yes, he is.
He's an on-time God. Don't think that everything is cut off from you, because this woman, she felt, Hannah, she felt that that life was just over for her.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, when you want to have a child and you see somebody else having a child, you know, it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard. But what I love about it, because he wasn't barren. He just shut her wound up, and that was only for a season.
Only for a season.
And it was for a season, because if it wasn't for that season, where was Samson did?
Mm-hmm. You see that?
See the difference?
Yeah.
That's the difference. It's for the season. So stop trying to get something before it's given to you.
Mm-hmm.
Time is everything. God is on time.
Oh, yeah.
Regardless of what. He said 1,000 years is just as what?
Yesterday.
One day in his sight. 1,000 years. Can you imagine that? So it just tells me that when you want something from God, stop. You know, another thing, when you don't hear an answer sometime when you pray, sometimes that is your answer.
Amen.
Sometimes it is your answer.
Amen.
Don't be saying, Lord, when I walk out, the first black cat I see going across the street, you know, that's my answer. No, that's not your answer. And that's the problem nowadays. We don't wait on the Lord.
Yeah,
he says to wait on him.
That's
and
right.
How do we wait on him?
Talk about it.
How do we wait on him? Just like a waitress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He said, wait. He don't mean that you're waiting like you're sitting there for the city bus to come by.
Yeah.
When he says, wait, what is he saying to us?
Yes, Lord.
Serve.
Serve. That's right.
Waiting means serving. So you have to serve God. As you go, you serve him. Like you sitting at a restaurant and the waiter come back and forth to you. Can I get you something else? This is the way we have to serve God.
Yes.
We just got to serve him. Say, Lord, regardless of what I'm going through, I'm just going to serve him. And a lot of times your answer comes before you even know it.
All right.
There's times that I wanted something from God. And I'm telling you, you know, we look at finance all the time that somebody's got to give us a dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes somebody give you the very thing that you wanted. And you didn't even have to pay for it.
Come on now. Look at that.
He comes all kinds of ways.
That's right.
Sometimes God is speaking to us through other people.
Yeah.
You know, and something, you know, when we begin to study our word and we don't understand something, maybe you can't get to the pastor, but maybe somebody else can tell you, oh, you know, expound on the word for you or whatever. You have to find a way to live, because nowadays we are in perilous times.
Yes, Lord.
Perilous times we are in. I mean, he is so soon to come. They said that years ago that he's soon to come. But like I said, he said 1,000 years is but as yesterday. Just a day. So we don't even know when he's going to come. But the thing is, he said to prepare yourself. He said because he's coming as a what? A thief. A thief in the night.
Yes, Lord.
You know, for one thing, you may break in my house one time, but I'm going to be set up for you for the next time. And you know, sometimes you have a door. And I remember going to this sister's house one time. She had told me to come over, and I came over, and when I rang the bell, I'm telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
When I rang the bell, this is what I heard. Click, 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 click. She had about 10 locks on that door. She said, because somebody broke in, and I just want to make sure that they don't, you know, come back in again.
Mm-hmm.
But see, that's the way, you know, the devil will get you paranoid.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to be paranoid. He said, anything that you ask in his name, that he'll do it.
Amen.
Anything that you ask.
Amen.
I don't care what it is. I mean, don't ask in a miss.
Uh-huh.
But anything that you ask, he's going to do it. He will bless you with it.
Amen.
So as we go on with the word, Hannah, she was so blessed to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And it showed, I believe it said, she ended up with 6 children afterwards. I believe it was 6
Look
children. Look how good God is.
Amen.
Look how good he is. So it doesn't matter. You know, I hear people say all the time, oh, Sarah, she was old, 99 years old. But if you really study your word, back in the days, those people were living from 800 to 900 years old.
Yeah.
They were living, so she was considered young, you know. But sometimes people don't look at it like that. But to me, she was considered young because She still, only thing I feel is that when they said she was barren, she couldn't have any children. Mm-hmm. That's one thing. Because you could be 20 years old and still be barren and don't have nothing. You still can. And I'm telling you, just think about things in this life. In this life. Some people want a job. Some people want high heights in Jesus. Some people have so many different needs that they have. He said that he will supply all your needs.
All your needs.
Or did he say your greeds?
Yeah.
All your greeds?
Yeah.
Or all your needs?
All your needs.
He said he will supply all your needs according to what?
His riches
in glory. He will supply it. When he said he's going to supply, he will add on to it.
Amen.
When I lived in
Oh, I wish we could continue in that message. There's more to it. Oh, yes, there's more to it. But we got to stop now because our time is running out on the radio. Thank God for Evangelist Cynthia Miller Howard that came by and brought us that fresh word from the Lord, showing us how Hannah, I like the part where she said Hannah, she wasn't barren. She was just, her womb was just closed up. That was a temporal thing. Some of you have things that are in your life and you think it's the end of life for you, but it's just temporal. It's temporary. God's getting ready to bless you. God's getting ready to open up the windows of heaven for you and bless you real good. Let me pray for you now. Some of you might be sick and suffering. Some of you might be in trouble. Some of you might don't know what to do. Some of you might have yourselves closed up. But God is getting ready to open you up and pour you out a blessing where you won't have room to receive. Are you sick today? Why should you suffer when others are being healed? And why should you die before your time? Draw nigh to your radio. Place your hand on the radio as a point of contact. If you can't reach that radio, put your hand on your body. And let's believe God for a miracle. Dear Jesus, we thank you now today. Thank you for the word that was brought forth by our own evangelist, Cynthia Miller Howard, today. Oh God, we pray now that you look down upon these that are under the sound of my voice everywhere, wherever they might be. Some are sick and suffering. Some, oh God, they're closed up. But that's not permanent, Lord. You're able to open them up and bless them just as you did Hannah. Stretch forth your mighty hand. Let your healing virtue go through these bodies from the top of their heads to the soles of their feet. Oh, God, heal right now. We rebuke the devil that's causing sicknesses and disease. Satan, take your hands off of these people. Loose your hold and come on out of here. I command you to come out in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, open up these folks that they might be healed this day. Open up the windows of heaven, Lord. Bless them. Some, Lord God, they've been closed up from their money. Open that window up in the name of Jesus and give them the money that's due to them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, deliver them. Some folks need to be delivered. Open up the windows of heaven and shower down blessings on them and deliver them this day. Dear God, we'll be so careful to give your name the praise, and all the glory shall be thine. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name, amen. Well, that's it, my friends. That's about all the time we have on the broadcast today. Do trust you enjoyed the word coming to you. Amen. And we'll be back again next week, same time, same station. Don't forget, I'd love to hear from you. Won't you write me this week? Write to me at P.O. Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. Again, that's Post Office Box 715, New York City, New York, zip code 10002. If you have Cash App on your phone, we'd love for you to send your offering and your tithing here. If you don't belong to a church, send your tithing here. If you do belong to a church, after you have did your obligation to your church,